You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is David, and today we're talking with Crystal Hover. And Crystal, you contacted us a little while ago to talk about your pony.
Yes. So Nugget is actually a miniature horse, not a pony. They're their own breed of equine.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. So basically, I contacted you about Nugget because I'm trying to raise money for a surgery that he needs to fix his teeth.
To fix his teeth?
Yes. So miniature horses often have teeth problems because when they were originally bred, they took smaller horses and kept breeding them smaller and smaller, but the size of the teeth stayed the same size as a regular size horse. So a lot of times they have teeth problems with overcrowding of their teeth, like they don't have enough room in their mouth for all of their teeth, so they can get crooked teeth and underbites and overbites from bad breeding sometimes.
Huh, well, that's really interesting. I never thought about that.
Yeah. So what happens with Nugget is that he has a very severe underbite that causes him problems when grazing. He cannot pinch his teeth together. They don't match. So his bottom jaw is actually 1 1/4 inches longer than his top jaw. So you can see that would pose quite a bit of problems for him eating.
Well, that's quite a difference.
Yeah, that's a very big difference. Normally, when a miniature horse has an underbite, it's usually not more than 1/4 inch.
So that prevents him from being able to chew up grass and hay and things like that?
Yes, exactly. So when I got Nugget, he was very, very thin on the edge of death. The veterinarians had to come and rehydrate him to get him eating again. And I came up with a plan with the veterinarian to feed him. It's actually hay cubes, so hay that's chopped up really, really fine particles, and to soak that in water to enable him to eat it properly. It's kind of like hay soup, if you will.
And how's that been working?
So, oh, it's been working wonderfully. He's gained about 30 pounds in 1 month, which is a very big improvement. And we had to be careful feeding him rich food so that he doesn't get a tummy ache.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that he's gained enough weight, he's strong enough to go through this surgery, which is basically going to give him braces. He will get wires from in his bottom jaw, from the front of his teeth, and anchor them to the molars so that it will stop his bottom jaw from growing anymore until his top jaw catches up and his teeth are even.
Oh, so the two will catch up after a while.
Yeah, they should. His teeth might not ever be perfect, but as long as we can get it within that 1/4 inch, he'll be able to eat normal hay again.
Oh, okay. So he's a miniature horse, and he has an underbite that's causing him problems to be able to eat. How long have you had him?
So Nugget originally came to me as a baby with his mama, and at that time his teeth were still touching, his lower and top teeth. And so over the winter, I had actually found him a home. I had sold him. And over the winter, his growth made it so that his bottom jaw grew a lot longer than his top teeth. And that's when he stopped eating well. And the owner contacted me and asked me if I could take him back and help him.
Oh, so this is something you've been doing for a while, helping animals?
Yeah, I've kind of been an animal lover all my life. And when I saw Nugget wasn't feeling well, I decided to do the right thing and help him.
How much will this procedure cost?
So the Veterinary College in St. Hyacinth has quoted me on average, they said $800. That's just a rough idea because sometimes things can go wrong and it can take a little bit longer. But they say no more than $1,200. But I'm just going to try and raise $900 towards his surgery so that we can get that done as soon as possible.
And how long have you been raising money for this?
I've started this this past week. Actually, the idea came to me through a Facebook ad for a website called GoFundMe, which is the number one and most popular crowdfunding website for people. And they help people fundraise money for all sorts of things, for people, for humanitarian efforts, for emergencies, volunteering, and, of course, animals. And they're helping their owners and rescues raise money for vet bills.
So you now have a GoFundMe to be able to help raise money for Nugget so that he can have the procedure done to be able to correct his underbite so that he can eat properly. And how much and how much have you raised so far?
So far, we have raised $110 on his GoFundMe page, which is www.gofundme.com/fixnugget.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, so I'm not familiar with GoFundMe, but I did take a look at, you had posted some pictures, or I have seen a few pictures of Nugget, but I think those were photos taken back when Nugget was very, very thin.
Yeah, so Nugget was very, very thin when he came to me in May, I believe, and he's been at home with me for about a month.
How much does Nugget weigh?
Nugget, we weighed him, I think, on Sunday, and he weighs 43 and a half kilos.
So this is a small horse.
Oh, yes, he's very small. He's 29 and a half inches tall.
Hmm, not very big at all.
So he's about the size of a sheep.
What's his personality like?
He's a little bit grumpy because his mom wasn't very sociable, so he kind of copied her, and he often has his ears back, which is an aggressive sign, but he doesn't know why. He just does it because he learned it from his mom.
He's mad, but he doesn't know why.
Exactly. But he really tries, and he's lovable. Once you get to scratching him and rubbing him and brushing him all over, then the ears come back. Especially when he sees his hay mush.
Ah, oh, he likes it?
Oh, he loves food. He really loves food. And I feel so bad for him for not being able to eat food like a normal pony.
Yeah, that must be difficult. So you have the GoFundMe page, which you said was www. What again?
www.gofundme.com/fixnugget.
All right. So pretty easy to remember, /fixnugget. And where are you located in the townships?
In Racine, Quebec.
Oh. Okay.
So not far from Valcour, where the Bombardier plant is.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's been very interesting to hear about this, and I hope that people will take the opportunity to go and give you a hand with that. It's not an enormous amount, and people should be able to help you out to get Nugget back to eating properly.
Yes, I think Nugget and I would both really appreciate that. And if not, at least raise awareness of some of the common teeth problems that miniature horses can have. And hopefully anyone wondering about purchasing a miniature horse will go straight to a reputable breeder and seek advice before purchasing an animal.
Very, very good advice. We've been talking with Crystal Halver and from Racine, who's raising money for her horse, her miniature horse. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. And so you can help her out by going to GoFundMe at, I've forgotten already. Sorry, Crystal.
No problem. www.gofundme.com/fixnugget.
Thank you very much. And I wish you all the best of luck, and say hello to Nugget for me.
Thank you very much, CJMQ.